I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And we're I Beta First. Yay!
We're back. We made it. We're still alive.
Define alive.
Not shot in the face by ice yet. How about that?
Yeah!
Not political. Not a political podcast.
I feel real bad about cheering to that.
I mean, Jesus, what else can
Christ,
we cheer,
man, are
choose
you
to?
Pouring syrup?
Yeah. Yeah.
That looked like syrup, and that looked fucking good. Is that one of your locker beers? Oh. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Jason just decided to pour his beer, like, in his goblet right in front of the camera, just in my face. You work.
Delicious, delicious barrel-aged barley wine. It is fantastic. And, yeah, it's stout month. Well, not yet. February is stout month. But probably by the time we post this episode, it'll be February. Therefore, it'll be stout month, and we'll be good to go.
Why is February so short and fat?
Because it's so short and fat, so they gave us short and fat beer.
Oh man, Fort George has delicious beers.
They do. It's ridiculous. I feel bad. Like I should just be like advertising for them all the time, but it's just good beer. It's hard. It's hard to kick them out of bed. You know what I mean? Like it's. I wouldn't say it's the best beer by any means. Like, it's not like they're constantly releasing bangers, but they are.
Not like how Dark always... Sky used to be back in the day.
Dude, back in the day, Dark Sky, back up in Flagstaff, Arizona, fantastic beers. Used to be like, holy shit, this is the best beer I've had. You go now? I mean, granted, it's been about 3 years since I've been.
It's still good.
It's still good. Not... They used to be all nines and up, and now it's like hovering around sevens. And yeah. It's just like, yeah, they're still good. Still better than, you know, average, but... Yeah, I agree. Hopefully that never happens to me up here, because if that happens here, then it goes like 80% of the reason to live up in this town.
That would happen primarily because there would be a fucking revolt.
Is that right?
Yeah, dude. It's such a small town that if you change the beer that drastically, everybody would be like, fuck you, we're going to the other brewery that way. Because it's like the tiniest town, but there's like seven breweries there.
Unfortunately, only like six now because Rogue shut down. And if you didn't know that, yeah, Rogue Brewery just decided to up and shut down. I know you don't normally hear beer news from your video game podcasts, but I assure you this did happen and they just literally shut it down.
They should be used to hearing beer news from this video game podcast.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, you don't talk about like current events beer stuff. Like we're just like, we talk about beer, but like,
yeah.
Like, so I was talking to like one of the bartenders and he like has been with Rogue for 16 years. And
Rogue
they
was
showed
one
up.
On the pier, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the one on pier in Astoria, but they,
yeah.
I mean, they're in.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
over
but I just mean, like, that's the. I'm trying to remember the ones that I went to. Like, that's the one that was
yeah.
on the pier.
Yeah,
and
that was on the pier.
Too?
Oh, yeah. That shut.
Oh, they had good
yeah.
food.
Yeah, they did. And they, so, I mean, they showed up that day and they went to work, started like cleaning glassware and all the jazz like that. And then they got a call and be like, yeah, just leave, lock the door. And they're like, what? Bonkers. Bonkers.
Hi, Felicia.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bankruptcy, all the good stuff. Like it was just mismanaged like nuts. And I still sorry again, I'm not trying to hijack the conversation here, but I missed
this is conversation.
This is a good conversation. That's true. I mean again, Rogue Dead Guy was probably the one that everyone knows the most of. It was fine. I like again wasn't like anything that was like amazing, but
or back in the day, they were really known for like doing their like specialty bombers. Wow, that hair. For their specialty bombers. Like that's literally what they like made their name off of was doing all these like collab and weird bombers and stuff like that. Back when, you know, craft beer was like everyone was selling
brand
bombers.
new. Yeah. I mean, they're good point, Eric. They're maple. Bacon,
yeah, the maple bacon donut one
with Voodoo Donuts that they did collab with. That's all you do with me. Nope. I may have done.
Stop hitting your microphone.
I know, right? That's an old microphone. It's one of those you do it one time and never again, but man, you remember it. I still remember. That was 20 years ago when I had that.
I've had one, like I would have one every now and then. I get one and then I would remember that it's a moderately chemical bacony taste.
Yeah.
But still. I
it
mean, bacon's
beer,
bacon. Bacon's bacon, and it was
bacon beer. Is bacon.
Yeah, and it was one of those though, like with the maple and everything like that. It's like really, you could only do the one bomber, and then you're like done for a while because you're like, I need like a Coors Light now,
right?
Something to cut through all that sweetness that I just had and all that heaviness that I just had.
Dude, I get it. Like we're millennials and we're old now, but Gen Z and stuff like that, they're not drinking nearly as much anymore. We both are. But
I'm like right on the cusp, man.
you should have been pretty well X. I thought because I was born in 84, and that was like
they keep changing. Like it depends on what you look at as far as like where the cutoff is, and like a lot of them, it's like 1980 or 1981. Oops, I hit my microphone now. But mine, I just hit the capacitive like mute button with my arm. So it was like 1980, 1981 is like where the cutoff is, and I'm 81. So okay. It's like there, but then some are like 79. You
79 should not be Gen X. Gen X should be
that puts my brother and I straddling two different generations.
Yeah, that's weird.
And we're only like 18 months apart, 20 that's months weird. Apart, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so like the younger generations just aren't drinking at all, which is yep. baffles me. I feel like there's more reason to drink now than ever before, but hey, mm-hmm. that's not for me to decide. But so they're not drinking much at all. And I was just thinking about it. I was just like, why wouldn't they, like, what's the downfall? And it's just like, okay, they've been brought up in basically brewery culture where, you know, breweries are way more accessible and everywhere. They're not rare or anything to fun to come to. And then also, more likely than not, their parents were the annoying pieces of shit that are bringing children to breweries. So it's just like, of course they don't want to go where mom and dad hung out all the time. They don't want to have anything to do with that.
Yeah, or mom and dad just drank way too fucking much.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, they're just getting hammered and just like, hey, kids, let's come here and watch your mom and dad get into an argument. Not fun.
I'm good with that. I don't need that. I don't need. I mean, I had a messy enough time with the amount of drinking that my dad did that I'm just like, whatever.
No,
it's one of the reasons why I don't drink in front of Ronan that often. You usually wait until he goes to bed. Sometimes I will, but then I don't get shitty or, you know, like drunk right. in front of him or anything like that, because, you know, I grew up with that and nobody needs that.
No. And just like everything, it all comes down to moderation. But I think that's what it is that we had a whole generation of millennials and whatnot that grew up without that in moderation when it came to microbrews. And, you know, I'm not saying that everyone was just hammered and drunk all the time, just that it got overexposed and now it's not cool anymore. And it'll probably do a whole swing around. But I will say also, like, so the whole point of me bringing this up is the point of a joke you just made about wanting a Coors Light, because when you've had so many of these high gravity beers or very fruity and like intense beers and stuff like that, after you've had like two or three of them, you're just like, fuck, man, I just want an ultra. I just want something that's just going to like level me out a little bit, because this is just like, wait, I'm eating like a four course meal in every single beer. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's if you want to and you don't want to be white trash, then just have like a Sapporo or something like that, people. Jesus Christ. Yeah, because
there's nothing wrong with an ultra sometimes, man. I mean, yeah, you're not going to be impressing anybody, in my opinion. Yeah. And it's just like, you either show me your six pack right now or you're a loser. And it's just like, yeah, I'm having an ultra. Don't call me cool or anything like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but. No, it's the same thing. It's like I enjoy a good Coors Light every now and then.
Mm-hmm. There's a place for it. Now I'm definitely not that. I mean, obviously,
football Sunday, all exactly. day, every Sunday.
We're not at that point where we're doing like a 30 rack of Coors Light every day now anymore.
But. Yeah, but at the same point, like even back in my heyday when we were watching, like when we would get to the point where we had to switch from steins to pitchers at Zips because we would get cut off if we got one more. Even then, at that point, it was like, I don't think that I would still drink nearly the amount of like stouts and high ABV IPAs and stuff like that all day. I couldn't do that. That's why they have like session and all day IPAs instead of like right. a regular one.
Well, yeah, because you'd be fucking hammered. Like this one I'm drinking right now is like 13% or something like that. Yeah, 13.1. Oh, yeah. It's just like, yeah, you can't drink more than one of these and back to back. Otherwise, you're just gonna have a bad time.
I had a really good time. Black ale at Simple Machine a week ago. So like a weekend ago. For it was really good. It was their 6th anniversary, and that one was good. Okay.
Oh, she's good.
We need to get to the fun part of the beer talk.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
The whole. So, once again, we didn't get any. We don't get any paragraphs.
They don't do it anymore. They just don't do it anymore. It feels like.
I mean, some people do, but we didn't get any paragraphs. So we ran everything instead of ChatGPT. We ran them through Gemini this time.
Sponsored.
Gemini went above and beyond, gave Jason 3 options to choose from, and it gave me 4 options to choose from for my beer. So, Jason, we know what you're drinking. Say it again, real quick, and then read us your paragraph.
Sure thing. So again, like, this is all AI generated. I can't stress enough that I have no idea if any of it's factual at all, because it's
not. It seems like it might be, though.
It seems like it's very, very true. Like, obviously, it's Gemini. They probably Google searched it, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I know this thing, but whatever. So I am drinking ETYM, or Etym, from Fort George, and that is 30 months, 2.5 years of silence, creating a liquid that speaks volumes. We took a traditional English barley wine base and laid it to rest in Westward whiskey barrels, allowing the aggressive spirit of American single malt to marry the rich malt-forward lineage of the old world. The result is Etym. A viscous copper-hued beast-heavy tones with notes of leather, Freudian slip right there, burnt sugar, and whiskey warmth. Some things cannot be rushed. This is one of them. But breasts can be rushed and should be.
Read that line again about where you said breasts instead, because I want you to say breasts and continue with that line now.
All right, that's a viscous copper-hued breast, heavy with notes of leather, sugar, and warmth whiskey. Some things cannot be rushed, but this is one of them.
It's amazing what, you know, one letter does to a sentence.
Good grief.
Oh, dear God. Okay, so that's Jason's. I am drinking Church Music Juicy IPA from the Craft Beer Shop, What is it? The Shop Beer, sorry. Shop Beer Co. here in Phoenix, Classic. Arizona. In Tempe. It, actually, not Phoenix, but it's the Phoenix metro area, whatever. So they gave me 4 options. Jason did not like the voice that I used for one of them, so we're not going to go with that one. We are going to do the first option that it gave me, though. Some songs hit your ears. This one hits your soul. Church music is a divine congregation of Citra and Mosaic hops that sing in perfect harmony. Pouring a hazy stained glass gold, this juicy IPA preaches a sermon of ripe mango, passion fruit, and resinous pine without the bitter guilt. It's a Sunday morning feeling in a Saturday night can. Can I get a witness?
Fantastic.
Sorry. Can I get a witness?
There it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My taste buds are singing. It's a really good beer. If you guys don't haven't had it, I don't know if they distribute outside of Arizona, but if you come to Arizona, you can find it in like grocery stores. Shit, even Costco has a 30 pack of them sometimes that you can get just like locally. If you can find it somewhere or you come to Arizona, give it a try. It's delicious.
It is a good one. It kind of came out of nowhere too. Like all of a sudden it was just like everywhere. You're just like, whoa, this is actually really good beer. How did it not find this before? But yeah.
Yeah, because I remember we could get it at like a couple of places, and now everyone has Church Music as like their staple. Kind of like how 805 everywhere all at once way back in the day. And then now it's the same way as that here in Phoenix. It's like Church Music is everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. I like it. Everyone should try it. It's good. All right. So let's talk about some shit, shall we?
I would like to do that.
Yes. We're kind of still trying to figure out like how Jason and I are doing this. I didn't even put up the points right now because Jason and I are like very much in like a we don't fucking know right now process. This is going to be a little bit different than how we normally have it because we only got a few things to talk about. We're probably going to talk a lot about them though.
Probably will. And you know, before we jump into it, I just remembered we should probably say sorry. We haven't been around for like a month and a half over the holidays at all. So 2 months, fuck. So two months, man.
It's been November.
Oh my God. Sorry, right? Guys.
November?
Like, I think November was. Well, that was the last time we were like at least recorded. I have no idea what actually.
No, happened. No. The last one was October.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we took a whole quarter off. We did a whole quarter off.
Well, but Jason went on a trip.
Holidays.
We travel. Also kept putting cutscene back. There was travel. Jason's been back and forth in places like a lot, and you know, just holidays. The holidays are fucking crazy, especially when you were not like on like a set cadence. Like when we were doing these things like every week, but now we're relaxing a little bit more. We're just kind of doing it for the fun.
Yeah, we're trying to bring really
the fun anyways
back. Yeah, but I mean like
we really want to bring the fun back.
Yeah, I'm glad we're talking about this just because I want it to be something more than just us talking about news that's in the past. And I think that's what we're trying to work towards. And how do we make that work for both of us in a way that's not so much work and much more fun? And then also at the same time, much more fun to listen to.
I don't know. I'm never fun to listen to. I don't know what you're talking about. So we've just chosen a few topics that we're going to talk about for this one to go over and then just kind of go from there. The first one, we just have it written in one like three-word phrase just on here. Final Fantasy II on Game Pass. And it's funny because this is just the starting point. Jason and I started talking about this. I'm like, okay, hang on. We can talk about this on the podcast now because we have opinions and we have things to say about this. It stemmed from last week's showing of the pretty good outing of Game Pass games. And one of them, Final Fantasy II. Now, for those of you that don't know, this is Final Fantasy II, actual Final Fantasy II, not Final Fantasy II that was released in America, which was actually Final Fantasy
Four or five. I think it was four.
I think it was five. I think it was three, five, six.
I thought two and three were skipped completely.
No. But I'm saying like as far as like.
Yeah.
Three was the first one. Final Fantasy One is Final Fantasy Three as a whole. So Final Fantasy One. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, Final Fantasy started in Japan, never made it to the NES in America. Final Fantasy Two was in Japan, never made it to the NES in America. Then they released Final Fantasy Three. And Final Fantasy Three in Japan got released as Final Fantasy in America so that they didn't confuse people thinking that there were two games that they had to play before, but then they couldn't find them.
I don't think that's right.
No, it's three. I remember this. Fine, fact check me while I continue to go on this. Anyways, so then you have Final Fantasy II, Final Fantasy III, okay? And those ones come out. And Final Fantasy III was, I'm trying to remember, Final Fantasy III was the one that was on the SNES. So you had three, and then it was four or five was Final Fantasy II. And then Final Fantasy III, which came out on the SNES, is Final Fantasy VI. Then right. We got fact checker here.
All right. So Final Fantasy I released both in Japan and US just 3 years later as Final Fantasy I. Final Fantasy II and III were both released in Japan, but skipped in the US 100%. Final Fantasy IV was released in the US as Final Fantasy II. And then Final Fantasy V was skipped in release. And then Final Fantasy VI released in US as III on the SNES.
I don't think that one and three thing is right.
I remember it being four being Final Fantasy.
I remember it being three. So I think that it was one and two got skipped and then three. Either way though, I had it right though. It was four and then six.
I said four.
I said four or five. One of those two, and then, but I knew that Final Fantasy III was six because that's like that one's the easy one to pinpoint because that's the SNES one. That's the one where it was 16-bit, and for some reason, they were like, oh, it's Final Fantasy III, whatever. Either way, though, so that's how it worked within those pieces. So what I'm getting at though is that Game Pass added Final Fantasy II, not the best Final Fantasy starting off. Okay, one, two. It's a remake, so it's a remaster or whatever.
Yeah, Pixel Perfect or whatever.
Whatever. It got thrown in on that. So it's like updated. It's not as bad. There's things fixed within it, things like that. But for being added to Game Pass and it being an ultimate premium, like only option, I would have thought that A would have added more Final Fantasy Pixel Perfect games and B added a better one.
There's something to be said. But do you want my analytical answer or do you want my like bitch fest answer?
Oh, I want both actually. Okay. Tell us which one you're going for first, and then
we'll go with analytical first.
Bleeds into the other one.
Yeah, I'll go with analytical first of it all. It's just like, okay, so I get it. Like releasing one that maybe most people haven't played, because a lot of people have played one regardless of where you did, and probably either hated it back when it was first released because it was clunky. It was, I remember it being very, I had no idea what I was doing most of the time. Being released just as the one game, because they've sold them all independently, and they also have the Mega Pack, which is like, hey, here's all of the pixelated Final Fantasies 1 through 6, you know, that you can get pixel perfect, yada, yada, yada. Big old deal that they've had for a while now. I feel like that they probably just released the one, being like, hey, we're not going to release everything just because we don't want to, like, give away. Why give away all the eggs in the basket? But also to hopefully entice you to want to buy the actual pixel perfect and all the jazz like that. So I think it was more like Microsoft being like, hey, we want a Final Fantasy on here, and Square Enix being like, we're going to give you 2. I'm like, oh, great, 2 games? And like, no, 1 game. Well, we agreed because we thought it was 2 games, but whatever. So that's my analytical side. Just like, okay, there's probably some business deals going on there.
Which, I mean, it makes sense for that. But at the same point, Game Pass-wise, if you sat there and you're like, okay, well, then here's Final Fantasy 3 next month, I'm like, fuck you. Not to mention, okay, where this really started out in this conversation is that the list sucks in general. Okay, let's pull this picture up that we were bitching about with it. Okay, you've got Death Stranding on there.
PS4
good game. Good game. PS4 game. Old game. Roadcraft. It's like construction simulator, but not as good from what it looks like. Talos 2, PlayStation Plus game for a while.
Great puzzle.
The new Ninja Gaiden game. Whatever. Anno, which is a plus game.
Been free well, everywhere. I mean, you've probably played it already, yeah.
Yeah. My Sims Cozy Bundle. Indica, been a plus game for a while as well. And it's an indie game, small one. Final Fantasy 2, again, for Ultimate and Premium. Space Marine 2, which that's the big one that most people may not have played. Because Space Marine 2 is it's a Warhammer game, you know, so those aren't always picked up. So you've got 2 solid games that are in there, but Death Stranding is way older. Space Marine 2 is a couple of years old. And everything else is just like, and this is what I'm supposed to pay $30 a month for.
And this goes in hand with my bitch fest complaining point, is that like all of these anymore are becoming absolute dog shit. I mean, even the PlayStation Plus titles that were this month were just like 1,000% forgettable. Was this the month with Epic Mickey? It's just like, are you kidding me? You're giving me a remaster of a 20-year-old game and calling it like worth my time? Like, blew my mind.
Hang on a second. I'm gonna pull it up because I do remember it's not great. It is not great by any means. And we're picking on Microsoft on this one, but that's just because that's where the conversation started. And I will definitely tell you that, yeah, the Plus games, but these are the core games, so these are available to everybody with Plus. Need for Speed Unbound, Epic Mickey, Rebrushed,
yeah,
and
thanks.
Core Keeper. There's also there's a fourth game that's in this that I don't remember what it is, but there is a fourth game that popped up on it too, but it wasn't like talked about. Last month we got Lego Horizon Adventures, which is the only like newish game. They had Outlast Trials, Killing Floor 3, which those have been out for a while, Sin Duality, and Neon White is a great game, but that game came out at the beginning of COVID,
right? And it's been free before, so it's just kind of like, thanks again. But yeah, I think so with the bitching, the reason why I brought up PlayStation even though we're talking about Microsoft is because they wouldn't then also
we're talking about all of them
with it all being so shitty on everything. I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft looked at that and was just like, you know what, why don't we just release one game out of the Master Collection of Final Fantasy because we have access to it all. They gave us, Square Enix was just like, yeah, go ahead, I don't care. And they're like, okay, we'll buy them. And they're like, wait, what if we just give them one game out of it and then we piecemealed it out? Like you just said, Eric, where there's like, hey, guess what? You want more? Keep spending $30 and we'll keep giving you more. Yeah, totally worth it.
Okay, yeah. So the headliners for the game catalog for Plus are A Quiet Place. I forget what it is. It's Expeditions, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, which if you like any of those games, hooray. I don't get into those ones. Darkest Dungeon, which I don't remember if we are or aren't supposed to want to play that game.
I don't remember if we want to play anymore, but it's a fucking great game. So I'm just
gonna say that's the one is like politically
Like, I know.
In the landscape of things, like, are we?
I know. But exit I'm say
exit eight, which I look game. At it. It what?
The 2 hour is a short game. Cool.
I mean, you get Domi Dimonescu.
I don't know who died, but someone died.
You talk about me?
Yeah, maybe.
I died. You died.
I'm dying. I'm dying listening to this list. Is what I'm saying.
Man, I am dead. Anyways, yeah. So it sucks all around. I mean, January already is the most depressing month of the year, like statistically and verifiably the most depressing month of the year. That is backed by stats, everybody. Highest suicide rates, whole nine yards, everything. And the games blow ass. But yeah, it's not like December was a whole lot better.
No, it's been a while. It's been a while since I was just like, oh man, I'm so glad that I have this, or I've been meaning to play that forever. That was my favorite thing, like, about both of these things. It was just like, they're great for catching all of the I've been meaning to play games. And, you know, sometimes they'd be bad and they get on my backlog for a while. But more time than not, I'd be like, oh shit, I really wanted to play that. I'm going to play that right now. And it's just been months now where I'm just like, I don't even want to download them. I don't even want to, like, go through the process of, like, adding them to my account. Like, I don't care. Just don't care.
Oh, yeah. November gave us a game that was already free when it launched, Stray. This is a great game to play if you haven't played it. But still, again, it's another one that was already free. And that's it. That's the only one that's good. Tabs and I think it was WRC.
No, nothing. Like, I mean, blowing my mind here on both
October
of these things.
October was all right. Alan Wake 2, but then Goat Simulator 3 and Cocoon. September was Psychonauts 2, Stardew Valley, and Viewfinder. Like, it's been a bit. August had Lies of P, which is another, it's a good Souls-like game. But then DayZ and the My Hero Academia fighting game, which isn't super great. It's been a hot minute.
Some pickings for sure. And, you know, I didn't want to just, like, bitch only about this, because the whole point of this tab was just, why is Final Fantasy 2 on there and not all the others? But it's still a good point to be brought up. It's just like, what are we really paying for at this point in time? I mean, I'll be the first to say it. I stopped buying either of these things. Like, I haven't been a member of either for a couple months now, probably since October, probably even longer now that I think about it. But because it's just been like, I have no need for it at all anymore. And especially, well, Jason, how do you play online? I was just like, well, I have a PC for that if I really want to play online. Otherwise, Eric and I are kind of in alignment of just like, we play games to relax and have fun, and, you know, most of that's not going to be multiplayer. So I get it. You know, this is maybe just like, well, I just use this for online, this is a bonus for me. Cool.
Hey,
I glad for it. Then that's what you're paying for, and don't worry about it. But for me, I was paying for it for mostly the games, and they're just not there.
No, the big one that keeps, no matter what, like, that I would probably only drop to, like, essential is the online storage. That backup of game data. Primarily because I have been burned once, and I got burned bad. I lost a shit ton of data on my PS3 when it died on me. That launch.
You were in the middle of a big game too, weren't you? Like, you were in the middle of like some game that you put like 100 hours already into it. Like, was it a Persona title or something like that? I can't remember.
I don't think it was a Persona title. I forget what it was though, but it was a game that I was like pretty fucking far along in. And then I was like, do I want to go back through that? No, I don't know. It's we talked about it on a podcast. I can tell you that right now.
Here's a fun tweet for everybody. Go back 20 years of, or not 20 years, 10 years of podcasts and go find one.
13 years now.
Is it 13? Well, 13 12, years since we over 13 started.
Years. Since we started, I beat it first. 13 fuck. Years since we started, I beat it first now.
Oh, fuck. Serious?
Yeah, 2011.
We're old.
Buddy.
We're old.
Anyways, yeah, that's what I paid for back then. The games were good, you know, but they keep increasing the pricing on them, and they talk about adding value to it, but I'm not seeing value. You're just giving us shovelware.
Yeah, I mean, that could be almost said about anything in this day and age. Like, what are we buying? Like, the value is just not there. Furniture, yeah. Cars, Game Pass.
Plus, and don't even get me started on the fucking Switch Online shit.
What is even the point of that? There's like not even a reason to have whatever.
It's, you're paying for an emulator. That's all that you're paying for is an emulator. And I hate it so much. The fact that they required it for everything. Now, it was cheaper. I paid what, like $30 a month or $30 for a year or $35 for a year for a family plan, which wasn't too bad. But now, like, they add in all those other ones. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking pay for that goddamn NES emulator or SNES emulator, or now you can get a GameCube emulator. Yeah,
cool. But again, like, you're gonna play whatever game that is for like 15 minutes, and then the novelty is gonna wear off, and that's not worth.
Unless I can play Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, I don't really care.
I still have that adapter here somewhere,
and only if I can play it online with you, Jason. Jason and I, when Crystal Chronicles was out on the GameCube, we would sit in his room and play Crystal Chronicles until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Have the adapter to actually plug in your Game Boy Advance and play off that too, so you can play like...
Oh yeah, the SP. Yeah. Yeah, I remember playing it with my SP.
That game was not great.
No, it wasn't. It was not great at all. It was Escort Mission, the game, but like skinned with Final Fantasy. But we still played it because it was a co-op game
that we
both could play. And it was a Final Fantasy game. Final Fantasy. All right. Okay. So I guess the long and short of it is they all suck. We should question whether
buyer beware. Yeah. I mean, really think about what you're spending your money on.
Next, RAM prices suck.
Holy shit. RAM prices suck.
Not just RAM prices though. Like literally everything is sucking. If you don't already have computer components to purchase or to like work with, you're mildly fucked. And at this same point, AMD is making more AM4 chips again or CPUs again, because they need people to be able to buy stuff that can then use DDR4 instead of using DDR5. And that's kind of like the shitty thing. Now, I will say this, though. If you're lucky enough to live where a Micro Center is, then pay attention to their bundles, because, God, what was that bundle that I saw the other day?
$250 or something like that for a couple of 6 RAM and a motherboard. I can't remember where that
was. $299 for a Ryzen 5 7500 X3D, an MSI B850M VC Pro with Wi-Fi 6, and 16 gigs of G-Skill memory, all bundled together for $299. And they say regular price, $589. That's legit $589. That's retail price for them. Now, granted, it's an older board, but they still charge you almost full price for those boards anyways if you buy
anytime.
It.
Yeah.
And that chip is a Micro Center exclusive, just like when they did the 5600 X3Ds for it. They had a limited run of those, and they were only sold in Micro Center stores. So you're getting a really good processor with it. And memory, that's the most expensive part right now. And I think it's, I'm trying to look through here. It's like $399.98 for processor, $189 for the board. And then no, it might be for the RAM actually.
Yeah.
No, they have SKU numbers on here. I could always just go to the Micro Center site and see, huh?
they're basically giving you this trash motherboard, cause they're just like, take it off of our hands, cause you'll pay for that just to get the RAM.
But it's not even a trash motherboard, though. 850 is not bad. And it's MSI. Saying, I like MSI.
Just saying. They have like a bunch of them laying around. I have MSI in the case.
Yeah, it's $400 for the processor. And it's $189. That's actually marked down. They have it listed as $399 is the MSRP for a 16 gig single. Okay, that's the one problem. That's a single 16 gig.
That's a single stick then.
But that's $399 for a single 16 gig stick.
Hold on. Let me reverse a little bit here. Did that deal also come with the processor?
Yeah, that was the 7500 X3D.
It came with the processor, the motherboard and RAM.
And a single stick of RAM.
Oh. Well, let's get you up and running.
That gets you way up and running. And wow. It's still, you're saving a ton of money off of it.
Yeah, so, that's really not a bad deal.
No, it's a great deal. That's why I said it's like, if I didn't already have a 5600 or a 5700 X3D, I'd be real tempted by this. But I've got a 5700 shit. X3D. I've got 48 gigs of RAM in there. So
I had a conversation with a friend the other day. It was just like, dude, I don't game on PC. I don't have a PC. You know, I have an old 10-year-old laptop. I don't give a shit that RAM prices are increasing. I'm just like, you should, because RAM is in everything. It is. You have a smartphone, guess what? You have a car anymore, guess what?
Yeah.
You have a fridge, yeah. Oh man, did you hear about that fridge giving that woman an existential crisis because the fucking Samsung fridges will now put ads on the screens? And they had, they had this poor woman, like, this is legit. I read this. This was on like the Washington Post or whatever. It's not like fake. I'll try to find it. But she was recovering schizophrenia, you know, stuff like that, like out of whatever. And she came around the corner and she didn't know that Samsung was going to start showing ads. And it said something like, "We got deals for you, Carol." Now, Carol was just like the nonsensical name that they used in the ad, but that was her name just by chance. And she lost it.
Are we certain that it wasn't like targeted? Because I could almost guarantee that that would be a targeted ad.
I don't think it was. From what I remember reading, because this is a month ago now, but like I'm pretty sure it was not targeted. That was just like bad, like saying Karen, you know, type thing. And it's just like she just okay. like flipped out, like being like, "Oh my god, my fridge is talking to me."
Wow. Yeah, because that started in September. Honestly, fucking like that's a whole other thing. I guess we're adding that to the list now too of shit to talk about. You pay $3,500 for your fridge and they decide to do a software update that then shows you ads.
Here's what it was. Here it was. A UK woman with schizophrenia reportedly suffered a mental health crisis and required hospitalization in December of 2025 after a Samsung smart fridge displayed an ad featuring her name. The ad for Apple TV sci-fi series Plurious read, "We're sorry for bothering your Carol." Her name was Carol.
For Pluribus, which is a great show, by the way, if you haven't watched it.
I didn't know what to expect, and I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's basically a like a modern redoing of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, done extremely well by Vince Gilligan, the guy who did Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. But anyways, if I'm going to pay thousands of dollars for a fridge, I don't want I don't want fucking ads on it. And it's the same thing that I said when they talk about putting ads into video games. If I paid for a game and I'm paying for everything, don't fucking start giving me ads. Bullshit. I own that console. I bought that game. I don't need to be advertised to in it.
As far as your license is concerned, your
license still though is your license for that game. Like I shouldn't have to get those. And I remember when they started with Crackdown. What was it? Crackdown 2 or Crackdown 3 that they did?
There was a racing game that they did it in, and then Crackdown was a big one that had like the billboards were actual real billboards or whatever. Yeah. Mostly Microsoft, again, titles that were just like whatever we can do to squeeze as much money out of this crap. And
no one's buying our consoles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, $650 for a Series S or X, ridiculous.
Fuck.
But yeah, Samsung, fuck you guys for that. So hard. Like, I mean, at the same time, don't buy smart shit that doesn't need to be smart. There's zero reason to have a fridge know what's going on in your fridge.
There's because one you open it. Very good reason to have a smart fridge in your kitchen, Ron, Jason. Ron.
Thanks, Dad.
Jason, there is one very good reason, and it's called Skyrim.
Exactly. Or Doom. Play your Doom on it. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, you play Doom on it. But yeah, it's like all $1,800 and up fridges. And what they said, the reasoning for it is to strengthen the value of the fridge. Yeah,
the value to investors who are harvesting your data, Carol.
Yeah, because that's what I need. Yeah, what I need is for me to be sitting there cooking dinner and look over and see an ad for Pluribus and be like, I already watched that. Leave me alone.
And bright orange or bright yellow, just like beaming in your room.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man.
Could you imagine walking downstairs in the middle of the night? It's pitch black in your house. And then you just start seeing shifting colors.
Yeah, right.
Coming from your kitchen. And then you grab your baseball bat.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you take your baseball bat and you walk into the kitchen. And then you beat the shit out of your fridge because it's displaying ads.
It's a new Halloween movie. It's just like, hey, Halloween 3, refrigerator. And it's just like,
But seriously, what the fuck, man? Okay.
What the fuck?
But yeah, RAM prices suck. You got to take shit where you can get it, but it's not just RAM. It's also solid state memory now too. That's getting screwed by everything for it. And it's all manufactured bullshit
from AI. I mean, I do.
No. They say it's the AI boom. Fucking bullshit. It's manufactured scarcity.
Well, yeah, of course, because they know that they can make more money selling it to whoever that's using it for their data centers and all that jazz like that. And then they'd be like, oh, we're selling so many over here. Maybe we don't have as much anymore and have people then be like, shit, I need to buy RAM too. Yeah, I 100% agree. 100% agree. I'm also not lost on the irony of us using AI to write our beer things beforehand and now bitching about AI, but it's okay.
I'm not bitching about AI. I'm bitching about the companies. It's manufactured scarcity. The long and skinny of it is it's manufactured scarcity.
I think it's one in hand. I don't think it's like they have just like warehouses that are like, ha, we're going to screw them. I think it's just like we have so much.
They slowed down production specifically
because they're making their quotas selling to companies that are just buying up at exuberant prices. So it's just like, well, why don't I charge more here too? And I can make my quota by mid-June.
Yeah, manufactured scarcity. That's, I'm just saying, it's true. You just proved my point.
I'm talking, you're talking, you're saying it, I'm hearing it.
It's bullshit. I always hate it when it happens. It happens all the time. It's not just in tech. I mean, shit, it happens in a lot of things for it to where they'll pull back on things just specifically to raise the prices for it. Oil and gas. Like, you think that they magically, they're like, oh, we just couldn't pump out as much this month as last month, but next month we'll be able to pump out as much. Don't worry about that. But the price has got to go up for a little bit. Bullshit. That's not how it works.
It's so that it's just so that big sticker could then make a mint on them selling presidential stickers and saying, I did that. That's the only reason why there's any oil problems, because big sticker has too much control. They're like, we need more people to buy our stickers of bullshit points.
Yeah, they do. And every time that they raise or lower the price, they got to buy new stickers.
Mm-hmm.
They have to put them on.
Got to put them on.
That's how it works, man.
You got to pay the sticker gods, your sticker tax.
Yeah,
got to get them stickers.
You got to pay the sticker toll.
Banana stickers too.
If you don't pay no tolls, we don't get no rolls. Oh God, yeah, but that just fucking pisses me off so much. It's been pissing me off. This isn't like a new thing. We've talked about this before. It's just now. It's like it's continuing, and it shouldn't be continuing. And you're pissing off everybody in the computer space now. Like, they're pissing off influencers the same way, and they're just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Then they're gonna spin it the other way and be like, well, no one's buying our product, so we stopped making this or making it as good and trying to cut costs or whatever, and be like, oh. So it's always the consumer's problem and fault.
Yep. And it's gonna screw up the gaming industry even more, especially like the console industry, because of the fact that it's going to A, raise prices for consoles again, mm-hmm. or B, cause additional delays for them coming out. Because there's already talks that the PS6 will be delayed by another year specifically because of these RAM shortages.
Well, I mean, it'll also go into the fact that it's just like we're already up against the wall on quality, not quality, that's not the right word, but like the graphical jump to things that are going on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The difference between PS4 and PS5 is very nominal. And then again, the difference between 5 and 6 is going to be even less. And this is just going to drive even further, just because they're not going to have, like, they're not going to be able to spend the time developing for newer and better processes and RAM and all that stuff, because they're just not going to have it. Or yeah. The ability to, like, make sure that it's profitable. Because they could get like all of their machines and be like, hey, we got all this stuff. But in order for it to get in front of people, it's going to be the cost of a PC or more. And they're just not going to be that market for it. So they're like, I'm not going to spend the time developing a game that would be next gen, so to say, when I'm not going to make my money back.
Yeah. And we talked about that a long time ago of like the difference between a 4 and a 5. Graphically, it's not huge. The ability to do ray tracing helps a lot. So it helps out with lighting and everything like that. So you get better atmosphere. The resolution on it's a little bit better. It's a little bit crisper. But the big difference between a 4 and a 5 was speed. That was the huge, like, crux. That was the one that really I was like, fuck yes. Because I already did it when I went from a PS4 to a PS4 Pro. And then going from a Pro to a PS5 was night and day as well. It's just astonishing how quickly it would happen. So the 5, like, that's where it's at. I don't know what they can do with a 6, because now you're looking, it's like, oh, okay, it takes 5 seconds to load my game. Oh, no, it's going to take 2.
Break. Yeah, exactly. And so
I'm like, I like that 5 seconds, God damn it. It gives me a second to look away from the goddamn screen.
So I can drink my beer. I gotta put down the controller for a second, man.
Or I can pick up my phone and fuck around and then forget that I have my game on for about 5 minutes and go, oh shit.
God, don't you feel like such an ADD piece of shit when you're just like loading screen for 2 seconds? What's going on Reddit?
Gotta get my phone out.
How? Like, I remember, like, you just sit there for like 30 seconds watching load screens or whatever on the PS1. And you're just like sitting there, like drawn to it, like, I can't wait.
It's gonna load.
And now it's just like, oh, what am I going through a tight space? I'll just hold forward and pull up my phone. It's just like ridiculous anymore on how ADD we all are.
God, and I guess the big thing is that it's always like towards the end of the day when my meds are probably wearing off like the most. And that's where I really sit there and I'm like, oh, well, guess I'll just fuck around on this for a bit.
Ooh, new recipe? Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know, that's just how it is. Anyways, RAM prices suck.
Yeah. Man, this is now the second like downer thing we've talked about. This is like we've been gone for a whole quarter. We come back in 2026 celebrating with the downer episode.
Get ready, people, because it's probably going to be like this for a while.
Subscribe now.
if there's one thing that Jason and I can agree on, two things. One is beer is good. Three things. Cheap things are better cheap. Or free, like that, you know, one of the other things are better cheap or free. But three, it's that we like to bitch about shit.
We are expert bitchers.
We are. We really are. We're like the best bitchers.
We're like
the Donald Trumps of bitching.
Dude, you may have heard of other bitchers, but not as good as bitchers as us. Like everyone always says that Jason, Eric, you guys are the best bitchers I've ever heard. And I was like, I know. My mom thought I was an excellent bitcher. She was just like, you're the best bitcher I've ever heard before, ever. And I was like, of course it is. Now, you know, other people like Chris doesn't bitch. He's not a bitcher. He's got little tiny bitches that he bitches about. He's not a real bitcher. Like, you want the bitchiest bitchers that you have.
The bitchiest bitchers. Possibly bitch and bitch about. We didn't get rid of Chris, people. We just decided to change the platforms a little bit.
Just be sitting here in easier. Silence anyway. He would be sitting here being like, yep, you guys bitch on.
We'd be steamrolling him so bad right now.
You felt so bad. I felt so bad all the time.
And that is the problem. Okay, so we'll save that part as far as like the reason why the format changed a bit. It's because Jason and I just steamrolled the shit out of him. We felt bad all the time. He'd never get a word in edgewise if he wanted to. We'd have to sit there and stop for him so that then he could talk.
you gotta be better bitcher, Chris. Gotta be a better bitcher.
Yeah, you gotta be faster, man. Faster on the uptake. Let's go.
JK, love you. See you at cutscene. Yep.
Love you, Chris. All right. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to bitch about this one. Oh. I think that's going to get a lot of people bitching. Jason wants to talk about AI in games.
AI use in games. And I think that there's a lot of different applications of what you can use this for. And I want to explore and talk about all uses of AI. Now, I don't want to go deep diving at all, but I think that there's a lot to it. And there's a lot bigger of a market for it than I think more people understand.
100%. So it's like, okay, if you're using AI to make your entire fucking game,
fuck off.
Fuck out of here. You're not making a game. If you're using AI to do all your character design, get the fuck out of here. You're not making a game. If you're using AI for background textures,
We can talk.
It's all right. I mean, especially it's like background village, like buildings and shit like that. Like, we can talk. That's fine. It's not a huge issue with it. The biggest issue is just where it's getting the information to make these, you know, with the AI. But that's a whole other control. Now, if you're talking about making it for all your dialogue, get the fuck out of here. Get a writer. Hire a goddamn writer.
That's not just you're mostly writing that because you have to. You can't just do whatever, but you're not having a voice actor then as well.
No, you could. If you're using AI for your voice actors, fuck you. All I got to say is fuck you. Now, if you're using AI for a couple of voices, it's fine. As long as they're bit characters and whatnot. Like, you're using AI for background vocals. Like, you suck. You guys are horrible. Your take on video games is dumb. Like that. Like, you know, I could do that. Like, background chatter. It's just making, like, that B track that's in there. That's totally fine. If you're using AI for persistent dialogue of a constantly generated side quest system, that's where I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing here. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I hate it.
I think the biggest thing to take from this, and because there's some of those that you just said, Eric, that I agree with and some that I actually disagree with. I think that there is a place for AI in a lot of gaming, a lot more than I think a lot of people are willing to admit.
There's way more. I just didn't want to keep going off of like,
of course.
Listing everything off.
but I think the biggest part of it for me is quality control. And because at the end of the day, in my opinion, if used well, then AI is supposed to be the next tool that you're using. And that's what it's supposed to be, a tool. Like, I feel like someone being like, I'm not touching your game. Like, Steam had this whole thing being like, hey, you use AI, I'm not touching your game with a 10-foot pole. It's just like, that's kind of dumb. That'd be like being like, whoa, you're driving a car built in a manufacturing like facility. That's ridiculous. Mine's only handmade, like the old people did it. It's just like, no, you used the next tool. Now, obviously, you're not just putting a car or putting metal in a box, shaking it real hard, and hoping a car comes out. You're putting metal in a box. It's going through a very regimented and processed system with QA checks at the end to then be like, this is actually a car. And as long as you're doing the same thing with your game and AI, I think there's a process to that. Like Coca-Cola released that Christmas commercial, which was done 100% in AI. Fine, whatever. I think it looks like you can tell. But then as people started like really digging into it, it was just like, yeah, this is like tons of mistakes. And like, there's all kinds of like weird little like graphical errors and just like that. It's a commercial. Why do you need
there's continuity problems. Yeah. The whole telltale sign of like where it's moving.
And everything type thing. Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. And it's just like, I get it's just a commercial, but it's still, it's just like, that's what I'm afraid of. Because if you were to release a game like that, then yeah, fuck you. That's garbage. That's what I'm paying for. You didn't pay anybody do anything to make this. So why the hell would I want to pay you for that content? Now the one that I'll focus on, just because I agree with you a lot of this, is voice acting. I think that if you are able to, and you write it very well, I mean, obviously, and stuff like that, and you're able to get the voice acting down, I'm having a hard time being like, that's trash. I feel like I can still tell, like Ark Raiders, very successful game going right now, uses a crap ton of AI for their dialogue, especially since most of this dialogue doesn't even matter, to your point, Eric. It's not like some RPG that's like spanning, it's like very intense dialogue. You're not having conversations with these people. They just prattle off set key phrases, or hey, the next quest requires X. You know, so I mean, I get it, but you go talk to these characters and it's just kind of like, you know what, if I wasn't really paying attention, it adds flavor, and it's there, they didn't have to pay someone to do that. And if that kept the game cheap, I'm having a hard time to be like, ah, fuck them.
Yeah, as long as it's not like main dialogue. And I get to a point where it's like part of me goes yes and part of me goes no when you talk about, say, let's talk about something like Genshin, and there's other RPGs and everything that do this, to where you've got main storyline, it's all beautifully voice acted, done really well, they've got great actors and everything like that, and then you talk to one guy and it's all just a wall of text, you know. Creating, using AI for some of those characters, the minor characters and things like that, I'm back and forth on those. I'm like, eh, yes and no. It's like, maybe like if it's a big quest, you know, maybe do it, maybe get a voice actor. But at the same point, it does keep the game a little bit cheaper, actually probably a lot cheaper, because you're not
a lot cheaper
to hire a lot of different ones.
That's talent. Talent's expensive.
Talent is very expensive, and it is worth it.
It is worth
the price.
David Hayter is worth every piece of gold he gets.
Yeah, we are not saying that they are not worth it or anything like that. They are very much worth the amount of money that they are paid. But at some point, there has to be a cutoff to where things can be acceptable.
And that's what I'm kind of like having, because you know. I mean, Bethesda didn't say shit about Elder Scrolls 6 coming out, but you know. A company like Bethesda is going to be like, hey, well, why don't we put some fucking AI in this thing? Especially now that it's Microsoft. Okay. I mean, especially now that it's Mountain Dew Presents Elder Scrolls 6.
Mountain Dew Presents a Doritos exclusive Elder Scrolls 6 or whatever.
Load your games faster with the E-Trade loading screen.
But yeah, so it's one of those things of like, I don't think that there's a clear cut line. It's the same thing that I have with that AI art competition, or that art competition that AI won,
right?
An AI piece won. If you don't know, it was an art competition in 2024, I think it was. A guy in Colorado entered it, won an award in it, and then people bitched up a fucking storm that it was AI generated. Now, here's the thing. Is this beautiful picture that he made with AI required so much finessing of the prompting to get it to look the way that it did? He didn't just put in three lines and then it came out with this beautiful thing. He's like, yes, there we go. Like, in order to make AI work really well, and especially for image generation, it's a whole separate art form. It's a whole separate piece. It's the same as if you were saying that somebody that goes in and codes HTML doesn't know how to make a website, or the other way around, if somebody who does it visually and they're like, you don't know how to make a website. Like, fuck you. I'm using a tool that lets me do it. I'm just using it differently. So there's ways around it. And art is subjective, and it's very much different depending on what you have. Like, you could be pissed off that somebody uses a different technique than you. You know, all sorts of things. And AI used correctly is an art form. You have to learn how to do how to make the prompts. You have to learn how to do everything. You have to learn what to do. And I think Corridor Digital did it best when they did a video where they did like everything AI made, and they were talking about how hard it was to get it to work, but they were using AI to like rotoscope and do all sorts of stuff with it. And they're like, it's a whole other skill set that you have to learn. And I think that that's the best possible way to describe it.
It's an excellent way to describe it. And it's worth mentioning that the big hubbub from that art thing was because he didn't disclose it prior. It was just like, here's my art. And then that's why it was all a thing. I think if you were to be like, hey, we're going to have an AI art competition, it'd be obviously looked upon differently now.
I think that he disclosed it to the people, to the exhibit people. They didn't disclose it.
Yeah.
And people found out that it was AI, and they were pissed that he won, right? Because this is an art thing. Isn't an AI art.
Machines don't have souls. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're
Those are the same people that will question whether androids dream of electric sheep and shit like that. It's like, okay, yeah, you want to romanticize computers and like AI and everything like that, but then fuck you, AI, you're stealing my gerb.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like I said, like there's tons of things that we could talk about it, and I just wanted to talk about the voice acting part because it is an interesting thing about a talent job being stolen by AI. And you know it's just going to get better. You know it is. I mean, shit, even just like some of the stuff now where they can do one-for-one video replication. Like, we could be cats right now. Like, even better than what it was when we did it on Zoom. Like, like you could, it's just like so much better than what it has been before. And, you know, there'll be a point where it's just like, hey, George Clooney's going to act until he's 105 years old because he's going to look like he's 56 forever from what anyone else can possibly even see thanks to AI.
Hugh Jackman play Wolverine until he's 90.
And then when he dies, his son will be back and just doing it and won't look or sound anything like him, but that won't matter because he'll just have somebody doing it.
He's just doing the mocap for it.
Yeah, just doing the mocap. So, I mean, it's definitely an interesting thing. Because I love the fuck out of Arc Raiders. I think it's a lot of fun of a game and it doesn't impede the experience, but I am having a hard time being like, yeah, if everything I was doing was scripted by talk to me. I mean, my big fear is
everything that you were doing was AI generated.
Yeah. Everything. She was like, hey, here's this game. It is unlimited. It is fucking go Ready Player One. Have at it. There's nothing that can say no to you and do whatever you want. That just has me scared to no end. I don't like that at all. Okay. Just because there'd be so much to do.
I'll give you a case in point. I have found an app that I've been playing with for a couple of weeks now, where it generates a basis of a story, and then you go back and forth with AI generating that story and how it unfolds. The cool thing about it that I like, the big part that I've really been playing with is how far you can push it out of its norm and out of its regular scope before it starts breaking, because it has its own like set parameters of like what the characters are supposed to be like and things like that. But you can do a lot within that. But it's really cool because just like with, you know, anything else that you're using with AI, any change to your dialogue can change the way that it works and the way that it responds. And sometimes it'll fuck up and they've got like a reload and you can reload a few times with it to get it to like read through. And it's cool because it'll fuck up like sometimes egregiously, and then you'll hit it to reload and it'll take a second, but it will go back and reread like what's happened. And they go, oh, I see what I did. And then boom, it'll give you like the great dialogue to go with it within it. And it's
just in the tavern, not into delete Taco Bell.
Yeah. But so like, that's one of the things, and it's fun and it's interesting and it's a good persistent thing to do. The scary part about it is somebody then, like, you could theoretically do this same thing, actually write books with it, and half the dialogue or half the story is written by AI. But then the question is like, if I'm working with AI in tandem,
it's a tool.
Did I write the book? Especially considering like you would go back through and you can change the prompts and you can adjust how it's going to be. You're just looking for something else to give a different perspective or kind of like a different tone than what maybe you would do. I don't know. Either way, though, there's so many weird things that AI is being used for. Shit, there's fucking AI chat girlfriend apps that you can get on your phone. I keep seeing ads for those pop up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, shit, the one at CES by, what, Razer, that's coming out with their fucking dumbass little cylinder that you can have a little AI chat girlfriend with you all the time.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, there was one that I saw an ad pop up and it was like, you can make me look like a coworker. You can make me look like, and I'm like, fuck that. That's creepy. That's the creepiest goddamn thing.
And that's the creepiest thing about it. We didn't even touch on any of that crap. I like, cause that to me is just like, that's not what it's for. That is just you being creepy. I mean, that's just as bad as like, hey, when the fappening happened and all that stuff like that, or people getting photos stolen off of your phone. Like that is just as bad and whatnot. So, I mean, it's just like that I'm obviously concerned about, but that is just part of technology. You know, that is part of like what is going to be going forward, and how are we going to fight against that? That I don't know. But I'm just talking about it being used in games as its main thing. I have a hard time. I have a hard time not being like, dude, it's a tool. Are they using it to get a product out? Yes. Now, if the product that is released is AI slop, like we just talked about, then don't fucking buy it. Like I mean, shit, like fucking Battlefield, I think it was, or maybe it was Call of Duty, you know, has put like AI into their battle passes and stuff like that. And it's just like, it might be both. Easily it is both. But, and so I get it. I think what it comes down to is the QA of it, but that's going to get less and less. And so it's going to be a very interesting time when stuff, like, it's not going to be long. Let's just say where you can be like a 3-sentence prompt is going to create something that is going to be passable. And that's a concern. And I get that.
But like I said, the one that really has me intrigued, and it's been talked about before, but I don't think anyone's actually been able to fully put it into production. It's like, it's all games that are coming out soon or something like that. They're doing it, but is persistent, continual side quest generation, to where the AI of the game makes side quests for you. So there is no like full on end to the game. There's no definitive amount of side quests that you have. It's like where you have to wait.
That's so much.
You have to wait and pay for DLC to get additional side quests. So that's the one
another settlement needs your aid. I know. Yeah. I hate that so much.
But imagine now if you could get it to where it actually makes a fairly good side quest. It
makes them better than the actual game.
And it's not locked behind DLC.
Sure, of course.
And it's not locked behind a 6-month gap of where I've done everything in this game and I have nothing else to do.
But you know what? You want to know why I know I'm old? Is because I'm still of that type where it's just like, when the story is, or when the game's finished, when it's done, I want it to be done. Like, I want to get my platinum trophy. I've beat this game. I beat it first, and now I'm moving on. And the idea of it being like a game like Elder Scrolls, let's just continue to talk about that, being like, hey, you're never actually really done, and there's something that I always constantly do.
I mean, you're done with your main quest, but if you want to continue to play with the game and
whatnot, they have that now. Like a Fallout 4, you know, had that all the time. There's just, there's 8 things that are constantly like always need to be done. Shit, even Grand Theft Auto 3, not 3, San Andreas had it.
I'm not talking about bullshit ones like the quest of the day that you get on like Genshin and those types of games.
Right.
It's like random bullshit and it's like, oh, you have to go and serve pizzas at a tavern for 2 minutes. Or you have to go and talk to this one person. I'm talking like real side quests.
Yeah, that scares me.
Something
I don't
that
like
can take an hour or 2 out of your day.
I know. It scares me. I don't like it.
I like the idea. But you know what? People probably hate it. So go ahead and send me all the email hate that you want at eric@ibeatitfirst.com. And we'll go from there. All right. We don't really have time to talk about games.
Yeah, we should wrap this up. We've tried to keep it.
Go through it. You're playing Alan Wake 2, Arc Raiders, Ghost of Yotai. Unfortunately, my TV is on the fritz up in my office. So
it went bad.
Can only pay a little bit as I do, but I've just been playing Wuthering Waves. I was gonna start playing Arknights Endfield, and that's my TV doesn't want to do that. So I have to repair my TV. That's right, people. I'm actually going to repair my TV.
Fucking love it.
We were talking about it the other day. Like, we're just talking bullshit in our Slack channel. And I'm like, I sent a picture of the TV. And I'm like, it's finally biting the big ones. Things like 10 plus years old now for a flat screen. It's a long time. And It's like, just like, yeah, it's the end of an era. And I'm like, and I just pull my phone up. Like, or I can just pay $50 for this kit.
And have a fun afternoon.
Every circuit board in the goddamn television.
That's so cool. For $30 or $50. $50. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So I'm probably going to do that. That's going to be my like fun little project that I'll do.
I think
the biggest problem, the biggest problem is pulling down this fucking like 70-pound, 75-inch flat screen.
I mean, it's already broken.
It's true. But the screen's not broken. The screen's not in broken, great condition. The backlight's got a couple of zones that are out. That's fine. I can also replace those. I found a kit for that for about $50 too.
I think that's going to be the future. I think that's going to be future, is that you're going to have to work on repairing stuff, because it's just going to be impossible to buy anything at a decent price. It's not going to be worse than what you already have.
Yeah. At the risk of continuing to go on, like, as we said, like, oh, we need to end this. Jason had a Vizio television as well that died on him. And they wanted to charge like $1,200 or something like that for a circuit board back then.
Yeah. This was like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah.
And it was only like 2 or 3 years old at that point. Now it's old enough when it finally died that I can just buy one for $50. Buy a whole internal guts. $50. Anywho. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for I Beat It First. We understand that you have choices in your podcasting listening skills and preferences. I don't know. Things, stuff, video games. Anyways, thank you for joining us. We understand. But, you know, hey, awesome. We're awesome, but you're more awesome. You're
We're bitches. More awesome. We're bitchiest.
We are the bitchiest. This is true. We also have really good taste in beer. Anyways, you can find us also at ibeatitfirst.com or ibiff.co, where you can send all your friends so they can listen to all of our podcasts on the entire I Beat It First station network. That's right. It's a network of three podcasts. Two of them that are actually running. We got I Beat It First. We have Cutscene, which is our anime watch along podcast. We just finished our last episode was Secrets of the Silent Witch. And our next episode that we're recording, I think next week, is Gashikuta, the second half of season one. It's episodes 13 through 24. So if you guys want to listen in on that and, you know, watch along with us, Gashikuta, you can find it on Crunchyroll. It's weird animation style, but it's also a new animation style. So we're here for it. And fight sequences are pretty good. Anyways, we also have Patch Notes, which is where we talk to indie devs and talk about their games and ask them, you know, why game? Who game? The top, the hard hitting questions. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
You know, literally, we asked that. Literally, we asked that.
We did. The one that really threw them for a loop, though, was cheesecake, cake, or pie. And that started an argument between two devs. But anyways, you can find that there as well. But anyways, yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us. And we will see you guys in a few weeks.
Yeah. Like and subscribe so you can notice that we make new episodes.
Yeah, and ring a ding ding that bell to get notified. Yeah,
we do that. Live. We make new things. We're good. We're producer guys.
And I swear Jason and I will actually talk in between these episodes and finally come to a good like
cohesion understanding.
Even if it's just Slack chats. Or Snapchats, even. We'll probably just sit there and be like, doo, 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 and then send that off.
We just have AI voice all of our Slack conversations. And then we're done. Phone it in.
AI actually do that?
We can make it happen.
Allowed to say that many curse words? All right. Well, thanks a lot, everybody. And we will see you guys in 3 or 4 weeks. Bye, everybody.